and I saw that the majority of people thought that the sentences, that the majority of people between 21 and 35 thought that the sentences on Mick and Keith weren't severe enough, which is disappointing, really, you know, because one tends to forget, I think, that not everybody has the same sort of opinions and concepts as you do. Very sad that people actually feel that way. Anyway, it's now 14 minutes past 12 midnight, and this is Donovan, and this is dedicated to Mama Cass of the Mamas and the Papas, and features, I suspect, Sean Phillips on sitar, and it's called The Fat Angel.
Angel, you see,
And I'm sorry if the fidelity, as we call it, on that record wasn't particularly good. I think somebody's been dining off it or something. It's all messed up. Anyway, I hope you've been writing to the zoo and telling them about how essential dibblers are, because we've got to get some, you see. We don't have all that much time left, unfortunately. So write to the zoo and tell them to get some dibblers. And we're going to have to buy an island somewhere or make one and all go and live on it together and have hundreds of dibblers and sparrows and things and all the other nice things wafting around and nobody will bother us. Rather nice. I've been thinking about that all day today, actually. But I just won 30 shillings from Peter Drummond this afternoon on the British Grand Prix. And I'm wondering where I can buy an island for 30 shillings. free revelation misunderstood there from an old acetate that was recorded in Hollywood, and that's called You Don't Have to Go. And it's 24 minutes past 12 midnight in the perfumed garden, and time for us to hear from the birds, actually. And this is Thoughts and Words, or Words and Thoughts. Thoughts and Words from Radio London on the LP Younger Than Yesterday. I understand there's some kind of rally thing. Nobody tells me anything, but I understand there's a rally of some sort at Hyde Park Corner sometime tomorrow. How is that being vague? I'm not exactly sure what it's all about, but I do understand that you ought to be there anyway, and perhaps you'll be able to recognise the listeners to the Perfume Garden by the light shining from their foreheads. I certainly hope so. Anyway, I hope they're all down there in force for whatever it is, because I understand that whatever it is, it's definitely worthwhile. I don't know what all that means, really.
A whole new world awaiting you in show business. You can be a star DJ on radio or in discotheques if you have the know-how. Getting that know-how is no problem for the really keen young men and women who want to make show business their career. At the School of Broadcasting, we've the finest studio equipment, and star DJs will teach you speech delivery, disc spinning, programming, microphone techniques, and the use of all studio equipment. We at the School of Broadcasting can start you on this exciting career for £35. Write to us for even more information at the School of Broadcasting, 7 Norfolk Street, Strand, London WC2. That's the School of Broadcasting, 7 Norfolk Street, Strand, London WC2.
Thank you, yes. I got a letter today about the firm, too, who are people who really are the flotsam and jetsam on the sea of life, said he, with picturesque imagery there. And the people pointed out that they go everywhere free and con their way into things. So here's a record for the firm, because some of them asked me to play it for them. It's by the Shadows of Night, and it's called Gospel Zone. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. Those are the Shambles of Night on Radio London, and that was called Gospel Zone. I've got a couple of LPs by the Shadow Knights, but of course they're in the United States, along with everything else that I own in the whole world. And what was I going to say? Something of great significance was coming up. I've forgotten it. Oh, yes, the other day I mentioned that if any of you have records by the Creations you don't need any longer, I don't have the two early ones because they were on the ship. Somebody gave them away, you see, which is rather gloomy. And I was thinking about another record, too, that I'd like to play for you. You remember the Big Three, who were one of the first of the Liverpool groups, and they had... They had a lead guitarist who was his lunatic guitar playing, just incredible, as though devils were pursuing his fingers along the strings. Incredible, mad sounds he used to get. And there's a record, there's a B-side or something else, there's a record called You've Got to Keep Her Underhand, which I thought was magnificent at the time. This was about 2 years ago. And if you have a copy of it lying around, let me borrow it so I can tape it or something, because I'd love to play his fantastic, mad guitaring, the first of the lunatic guitarists. Anyway, here are the Rolling Stones, and it's the singer, not the song, you see. To live with travel sickness. Rolling Stones from Radio London, and it's the singer, not the song. 25 minutes before one, this next record may sound familiar to you. Listen to it carefully. Thank you. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that is essentially the same as white a shade of pale. And Peter Drummond agrees with me that when he mentioned that on the air, he got into all kinds of trouble. People wrote in and said, you're out of your mind. Anyway, that's Bach's Air on a G String, you see. Oh, we cover all fields here, we do. Anyway, now we're going to have a record from the Velvet Underground, Change of Pace, so to speak. And this is called Run, Run, Run. That's not the same as the Who's Run, 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 but it's very eerie and sort of brutal sound they have, actually, as somebody described it. And it is brutal, but all the same, I think it's important. Listen. things have started falling about in the studio. It must be an omen. Those are the Velvet Underground, and that's called Run, Run, Run. One of the few groups actually with an effectual sort of demoniac possession and or peace at the same time. Well, it's not at the same time, but with their music. And there aren't very many groups who can alter their style that much. And some people say that is repetitious, their last one. But by means of repetition, you can establish a mood of anticipation, I think, and even fulfillment, if you want. Even with Jimmy Reed and things like that, and with that record in particular. Anyway, think about it. Here are John's Children, and they're advising you to come and take a walk in the garden. And I certainly hope you will. I mean, you already are doing, aren't you?
Blue eyes ever shine. Why's your hand cold all the time?
Be very true that you've got to find out. But here's another way.
Come and play with me in the garden before the rain drops and it is darkened. You see the ash and I'll be the father.
Don't you know that love's a nice dream?
See when you're cool and there's nothing going on, and you just don't know what. Come and play with me in the garden before the rain stops and it is darkened. You be the ash and I'll be the padre.
Studied with considerable care the entrails of a goat, I can foretell that that may very possibly be a climber tomorrow. Anyway, it's John's Children, and come and play with me in the garden, and I hope you'll do that every single night, actually. And this is going to be Freddie King playing one of his things for once. Normally we hear other people playing Freddie King's numbers, and here he is doing it for himself, you see. And this is called Driving Sideways, which is a bizarre thought.
Thank you.
Thank you, yes, so there you are, you see. That's Freddie King, and that's called Driving Sideways. I must admit, actually, that I don't like Freddie King things done by Freddie King. Somehow he sounds mechanical, which is a terrible thing to say, but he really does to me. I know people will be going, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about at this very moment, but he really does. He sounds sort of, I don't know, there's nothing there, really. There's no sort of emotion to it. Whereas if you hear Eric Clapton or Peter Green or Mick Taylor or what's his name, Martin Stone, you see, playing the things, you get a different sort of feeling from them. Anyway, these are the Loving Spoonful, and this is called Wild About My Loving, which I am, actually, I must confess. And the Puffers and the Birds and people make glorious records that never sell in this country. I don't understand why. Anyway, going on now to the Doors, whose single Light My Fire is on the Fab 40, and which I want you to buy, incidentally, so that they can get into the national charts, you see, and possibly come over here. Anyway, this is called The Crystal Ship from their LP.
You slip into unconsciousness. Like to have another kiss, another flashing chest and lips, another kiss, another kiss. The day is all bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you ran was too insane. We'll meet again. We'll meet again. Thank you.
ship which we'll use to sail to our island, actually, all the perfumed garden people. One of these days the opportunity will present itself. I hope those are the doors. And it's 5.5 minutes before 1 o'clock, and time for a sort of peculiar construction here.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with colliders go by.
Yeah.
People have this LP without letting it really affect them, you know, like Louis XIV, who once had the Mona Lisa hanging in his bathroom, I read somewhere, and people have this record in their record collection, and it doesn't really mean as much to them as it should. Very depressing to think about that. Anyway, it's 4 minutes after 1 o'clock, and at 1 o'clock I should have read the weather, so I shall read it for you in just a matter of seconds, you see, after you've heard the final word about the whole thing from the Beatles, if they ever get there, which looks as though they will never do at this precise moment in history. And we never want you to be either. There you go, 4.5 minutes past one, and this naughty machine is not working.